Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joseph. How may I help you?
Yes, Joseph. This is Alma Parrish calling. I have a bill from you on my credit card from for $92.90, and I don't know what it's for.
All righty. We're going to see how we can help you out. Just give me one moment to get my program up, and we'll... Okay, what's your zip code?
27617.
Okay. Bear with me. Well, 27617?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, what was the first name one more time?
Alma, A-L-M-A. Parrish, P-A-R-R-I-S-H.
Okay, kind of like Robert Parrish, the basketball player from back in the day.
Yes.
So we got, okay, will you verify the billing address for me just to make sure?
Yes,
for security reasons?
8904 Shell Cross Way, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And let me take a look at your, okay, so I see... Okay, so this has been... Okay, which one are you questioning? All of it or just particular ones?
I have no idea what they are. What is the company?
Well, let me see what you got here. I see all the way back from March the 27th, I see where there were trials ordered of a muscle builder.
Muscle builder.
Mm-hmm. And then also, let me see what the product is. Give me one moment here. I'm trying to... make sure. Okay, and I see you again. Okay, never mind. It's a... Okay, it's actually a face cream. Sorry, the way they had it worded on here looked different. So it's a face cream. Okay, and I see where there was on the 27th of March, there was a trial that was ordered, and then it was sent out recurring on April the 12th and the 13th. Those charges, $91.89 and $92.90, and then again, same time in May for $91 and $92 as well. So this has been, happening for a few months now at this point.
I guess I hadn't noticed it before, and I just paid the bill.
And, but you've never received any product?
I don't remember. I need the name of the product.
Okay, this is called Aloe Vera Face Cream. It's ELEV.
I haven't been getting that.
Okay, and then the face cream, and then the Aloe Vera eye serum. So there's two different products. You got the eye serum, and you've got the face cream.
Well, I have two. Let me explain to you what I see on here.
Okay.
I didn't go through it last time because I just paid everything. I was very ill, so I didn't even look at the billing. But I have never received any of... Wait a minute. Are you also connected with... I have one bill for $91.89 and one bill for $92.90, and I called one and had her cancel it, and this one is the same thing. I'm being double billed here.
Yeah, it's the same company. They'll give you two numbers anyway, but it's all connected to the same thing. So you did call and have this canceled. When did you call?
Oh, just a few minutes ago.
Okay, yeah. So that was... Let me go check and make sure that this was taken care of. Give me one second here. Time to make sure everything got canceled properly. looks, yeah, I see you spoke to somebody. Okay, I did find the note on here. They did cancel it. That you will not be receiving any more charges at all.
Okay, well, am I being charged for the same thing?
Well, what it is back, like I said, back in March, do you remember doing anything online, like a survey or anything like that, to where you maybe have signed up for a trial or something?
No, I don't remember.
Now, you know, and what it
so
was.
So I got
it was,
two. I got. Yeah, the thing of it is I'm being billed twice for the same thing.
Well, it's two different products. There's an eye cream and there's a face cream, or eye serum and a face cream.
And each one is $90?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that can't be. That can't be right, honey. I don't use creams like that. That's just not my thing. I use Olay all the time. And I don't know why I'm being billed twice for the same thing.
So, what it is it's two different products, and there's actually tracking numbers for both the products, and actually it's showing where it was shipped to your address and actually received at the address through the United States Postal Service. So, it does show that in the system.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't imagine a cream and an eye cream being $90 each.
Yeah, and then what they do is they give you 14 days, which was the $6 charges for each one, is they give you 14 days to try, and if you don't want to continue using it, you can cancel it.
I did receive one order, okay?
Okay.
And it was a face cream and an eye cream. They're tiny things.
Yeah.
And I'm almost positive each one didn't cost $90.
Well, that's what they charge for them. I know it's kind of up there in price, but that's what they charge.
Well, I really think that one of them is wrong. I can't believe that both of them are that amount of money.
Hold
one of the charges is wrong.
One second, man. Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, that is the price. Just based off of what the company. We don't make the prices here. You know.
I know you don't, but
yeah.
I'm not going to pay. I'll pay one of them because I did receive that, but I'm not going to pay the other one because I did not receive it.
Well, the that was for the on just what a little over a week ago it got charged.
Mm-hmm.
And it got charged
on the 17th, and that's I received it around. It was after my husband's birthday, so his birthday was on the 15th. So it came shortly after that. So I don't know what day they sent it, but I received it right around the 17th.
Okay, and if you want, I mean, I can provide you with for that second shipment.
Yes.
It's already gone through. I can provide you with a tracking number, and you can, all you got to do is get with the USPS, and you should, you know.
No, I'm not going to pay it. I'm not going to pay it because I haven't received it. Uh-uh. No way.
Well, it has, like I said.
I'll put a fraud case on it if that's what you're going to do.
Okay, one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do, just since the first ones have gone through, you know, with the second charges, I can, what I can do is offer you a 35% refund.
No, well, even at 35%, that's what? So that leaves it to $60?
Roughly in the 60s, yes, ma'am.
That's way too much money. I did not sign up for that.
Well, let me speak to my supervisor real quick. Just hold the line for me. Okay. Okay. So, just based off of everything that's happened online and with the ordering and everything, do you remember checking a box that said, you know, "Are you 18 years or older?" And there was terms and conditions in that box.
Below the box? No.
Okay. So, in order to order, you would have to check that box, and it would explain the trial period, the 14 days, and if you didn't cancel, you'd get charged full price. And with that being said, though, I could still...
It hasn't been any 14 days.
It's been reoccurring for a few months, but what I can do off those last two charges, like you said, the 90, mm-hmm. 92 and 94, I can, based on what my supervisors let me do, I can give you 50% off, a refund back.
You can refund the whole thing?
I can refund 50% back.
Well, I don't know what to do. I really don't. Because I just feel it's like a fraud to me, because it's not being on that second one, I should get all that money back.
One second. They're willing to give you, just as a courtesy for your troubles, and they're willing to give you 75% back. Would that be okay and acceptable?
Yes, that would be acceptable. 75%. That's only $25. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your inconvenience. I really am, and I'm sorry that you know you're having to go through this. But
I understand that. You're dealing in a different end than I am, and I've been so sick for the last few months that I haven't paid attention. I just paid the bills. Just pay them and pay them and pay them. And I'm feeling better tonight. I got a little bit of sleep, and because I'm way out here in North Carolina. And I just don't know. I guess I didn't deal right with this. Okay, let's go ahead. That's my problem, isn't it? Because I didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, I understand. You know, again, I am sorry, but if you don't mind holding the line for a few minutes, let me go ahead and get a cancellation number for you. It's gonna take me just a minute to get all this refunded for you, but just
sure.
If you don't mind holding for just a few
minutes. No, I don't mind.
All right, I'll be right back. I just about got it. Just give me a few more seconds. I just want to let you know
okay.
I'm still here.
Okay. Sure.
You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, now, do you have a pen and paper? I'm going to give you a number for your own records for a refund.
Okay. All right. What is
it? All right. Okay. First is going to be a letter. It's the R is in Randy.
Mm-hmm.
And then 195.
Mm-hmm.
343.
Okay, 195. 343.
Sorry.
With the R in front.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You've already used it. You got a cancellation number earlier with a C in front of it, right?
No, she didn't give me any number.
She didn't give you a cancellation number. Okay. Let me get you a cancellation number. Then let me see. Cause I see where it got canceled.
Mhm. She sounded so sick that I could barely understand her. Poor thing shouldn't have been at work. She could barely breathe.
Oh, my.
Yeah. She was having a hard time, so if she forgot it, I understand, as long as I'm
Yeah, I mean, and it's not a big... You got one in your email, too, anyway, but if you're ready for that number, I'll give you the cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, it's C is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
194.
Mm-hmm.
845.
Susan Charlie, 194845.
Yes, ma'am. And now I did refund those. The one you got $68.92 back on, and the other one you got $69.67 back.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about your inconvenience. I really am. And
yeah, I had to get up at this time of the morning. It's 5:00 here, and I was just laid in bed. I thought, you know what? I better take care of this. So I got up. Okay, very good.
So,
I appreciate your help.
And just to let you know, these charges will be, I meant to tell you that they will be back in there 3 to 5 business days. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you that.
That's all right. I figured somewhere around Thursday or Friday, right?
Probably about that, yeah. I mean, but, you know, if not Friday, Monday, you know. So.
Okay. I'll look for it. I'll give it a week.
Is there anything else I can do for you while I'm on the phone?
Yeah, give me your name.
Oh, my name is Joseph.
Oh, that's my husband's name.
Oh, no. It's a good name. Good, strong name.
Yes, it's a very good name. I'm 85 and he's 86. He's 3 months older than I am. So my birthday's coming up.
Oh.
Yeah, and he used to take care of all of this, but he's very ill, too. But, he's permanently ill. I don't know what was wrong with me. It wasn't COVID. It was something else. So, anyway.
That. How long have you been married?
67 years.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, we were married right out of high school, a year out of high school.
That's awesome.
That's how I always remember. We graduated in 53 from high school. My husband and I got married in 54.
Mm-hmm.
We went all through high school together, and that's not counting those years we were married. We went together 4 years before we got married.
Oh, that's a long marriage.
Yeah, we've been around enough that we have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and I don't think we'll be around for great-great-grandchildren. But
you never know.
Oh, no, my babies, they're all babies. They're 2 years old. The great-grandchildren are 2 years old and 3 years old. So
gotcha.
I have three of them, from two different families, yeah. One set of twins, and there's three, and then four. I got it at three, but there are four of them. Four great-grandchildren. And we live in Raleigh, and they live in Chicago and in D.C., so we don't get to see them anymore.
Yes, that's quite a bit of, that's the distance right there. So.
Yeah, it's too hard for me to, for my husband and I to go anywhere because I have to do everything for him, so we just stay home. We have a nice little house, and we have a good backyard, and I have a fuzzy-wuzzy dog.
Fuzzy-wuzzy dog.
Yeah, he's a Havamalt. He's Havanese and a Maltese. The mother was registered, and the father were registered, and I wanted the combination. So she said, okay, she'd breed those for me. And she says, now, if I'm stuck with those puppies, well, they were all sold before we even picked them up. So everybody wanted one of those. I wanted a little girl, and my husband wanted the big boy. He's all of 18 pounds, but, you know, he's muscular. He's very, he's not a petite dog like I wanted. I wanted a new petite dog, and he wanted the moose.